Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Feedback. Thank you for letting me have yesterday kind of sort of off so I could sit in for Jerry Bader. Phone number 715-845-2155, and allow us to get started with a very interesting question that I pose to you. You and I very easily go to the tap every morning, anytime during the day. We go to the kitchen, the bathroom, whatever. We turn on the tap and boom, there's fresh, clean, pure water. This is something that we often take for granted. And many people on this planet have to go through an awful lot just to get water that is, well, honestly, quite substandard to what we're used to. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They have to travel a long way. They have to go to a common well. The water that they get is probably dirty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the question that I propose the first thing this morning is fresh, clean water a human right? That's the very first thing. And this is a very important issue that needs to be discussed before we go to the story that I want to bring you from Detroit. Is water a human right?
Well, considering that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, life does not exist without water, cannot exist without water,
mm-hmm.
I would say that water would be a basic human right, like air that we breathe.
Okay,
and
so you have the hierarchy of needs. You've got food, clothing, shelter, and you would say water has got to be in there. Food and water is a
right.
is a basic human need. So do you say it is a human? You say yes, it is a basic human right. Okay. If it is a human right, and you're going to use the Constitution as the basis for that.
Well, I mean, the availability of clean water, whether it's in our country or another country, should be one of the things that human beings should be able to expect.
Okay. All right. From whom should they expect it?
From the planet, from...
Okay, well, the planet does it the best job it can to provide water. Sometimes it's in an inconvenient location, all right?
Yes.
But does that mean that it is a human right? If the planet provides it, for all of you pantheists out there...
What is the basis that we are talking about here? A municipality that is limiting the amount of water or who can get water from
Detroit is facing a real crisis.
Sure.
Detroit... It's no new news that Detroit is in financial crisis mm-hmm. and is on the verge of bankruptcy. They have vast areas of their city that is just a wasteland now, and it's basically reverting back to nature.
Right.
So there are a handful of people that are still depending on the municipalities of the Detroit city.
People that can't afford to move from these wasteland areas to other mm-hmm. locations that might be more habitable.
The average price for water in the nation, your average monthly water bill, give or take, is about $40 a month, okay? In Detroit, it's $75 a month. And the reason it is $75 a month, according to the city officials, is they have so many people that are on and receiving water from the city that refuse to pay for it.
Cannot pay for it.
Well, it's interesting that the phraseology, either cannot or will not. There are some that can pay for it and are choosing not to because they are claiming that water is a human right and therefore it should not be charged for. And they are saying the government owes me water. As a human right, the government is responsible to provide me water and I'm not paying for it. The municipality responds by saying, you get all the water you want as long as you pay for it. If you decide not to pay for it, what do you know? We shut your water off. That is what happens all over this country. You ever had your water shut off? You ever had your electric, any of utilities turned off?
No.
I came home one time from work, and the water was turned off, the electricity was turned off, and it's like, what the heck? I called up the utilities company, where I'm from, they handle both electric and water. I said, what? What are you doing? Well, Mr. Mueller, we haven't received your bill. I said, what do you mean? It's cleared my account, the check. Oh, we're sorry. And they turned everything back up. They wanted to charge me a reconnection fee for their mistake.
So that's nice.
Anyway. Yeah.
So,
anyway, I mean,
folks who can't afford to pay for water or refuse to pay for water
get their water shut off.
They will get their water shut off.
But they're claiming
they will have to scavenge for water then.
Well,
they will have to go fill jugs up at the gas station or
the city says most of the individuals that they shut their water off the next day they're coming in and paying the bill in full. So we know that has become a habit of not paying the bill, refusing to pay the bill, paying it late, and when push comes to shove, what do you know? They pay the bill. Now there are the city says yes, they are aware that there are people in the city that are so destitute that they cannot pay their bill. Not will not, but cannot. There are many government programs. Let's face it, Detroit is the land of government program. There is many, many programs in place that will help those that choose or that cannot pay their bill, not those that choose not to. But it has become a issue that...
Well, water, they're saying that water is going to be the issue that causes most of the conflict worldwide over the next how many years you want to talk about, that the availability of clean water and because of people that are going to countries that have a lot of water are going to be protecting that resource and not allowing other places to have it. We see that in this country sometimes, states in the western part of the United States who have water that want to divert rivers or dam up rivers, and that takes water away from people downriver and things like that.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
John.
John, what can we do for you?
Just a point of clarification, at least in Wisconsin, if you don't have water, your house is condemned.
For how long? How long do you have to go without water until your home is condemned?
They report, the water company reports it right away.
Okay. And then I'm sure it takes, what, like 30, 60 days for there to be a process for that to happen? I mean, they can't just come out the next day and go, oh, you're condemned. There has to be a process.
Probably, but I mean, it's probably not that long.
Okay. All right.
So you couldn't go down and scavenge for water, take water jugs and fill them up at the
local river.
Well, not the river, but I'm thinking maybe the gas station or the library or some public building. Go into their bathroom and fill water jugs from the tap and take them home and use them.
You think you'd be a little suspicious walking in with 5 gallon jugs into the library?
What are they going to do?
Kick you out? All right, buddy. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate that. Okay. So there's one consequence. You might have your home condemned and therefore be thrown out of your house. So it does have a, you know, the argument here is being made by the residents of Detroit that water is a human right. And so there are some activists in Detroit that have decided that if the city is not going to pay for their water and provide water because it is a basic human right, they've contacted the United Nations. And they are asking that the United Nations intervene in this human rights tragedy, that the United Nations come in and provide water for the residents of Detroit because it is a basic human need.
Well, do you agree with the position that water should be available only to those who can pay for it? Eventually, if you take that out to the extreme down the line, you're going to be in a situation where only the people that have will have.
If the city was the only source of water, if you were not if you couldn't drill a well and hit water, if you couldn't have alternative sources, if the city had a monopoly on the source of water, to where you could die if you didn't pay your shekels to the government, then I would say absolutely not. I would agree to that. But that is not the case.
Well, I don't know. You can't just drill a well in your backyard in the city. They won't let you do that.
I understand. But my point is there are other sources of water. You're not going to die.
If you have the money, you can go down to the grocery store and buy a case of bottled water if you have the cash.
You are not going to die if you don't have city water.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to have to go and scavenge for it and fill up jugs in public buildings.
If you want to receive the utility of water that is processed through the city, that it is that you got to understand that they find the water, they purify the water, and they distribute the water. They maintain all of the infrastructure of the water. If you want to participate in that system, you have to pay for it. If you don't want to pay for it, then you don't get the water. And I don't think it is a case of where it is causing human suffering or death.
Yet.
Thank you, Captain Positive. All right, let's go to the phones. Last call for this subject. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name's Tim, and I'm actually a homeless person that scavenges for water every day.
Okay.
Where do you get it?
Well, you know, I've got a four-way water key. I walk up to gas stations or buildings, and I just fill it up there. My issue with this is, I mean, there are programs that exist. If you have a house and you're not paying for your water, it is a utility, and I mean, that's how they make their money. Where do you
right.
think this money comes from?
Do you feel that the government owes you water?
Absolutely not. Okay. I made my choices. I live the way that I do because I chose to.
Okay.
And I will do what I have to.
Yeah, but you're taking the water from people who are paying for it then.
I usually ask. And, you know, and that's what it is. It's like, you know, if I ask another human being, like, hey, can I get some water?
Who's going to say no? I mean, who's going to deny somebody the basic human needs? Let me ask you something, and I'm going to go off tangent. I'm going to go off topic here for a second. You say that you're homeless.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm not meaning this to be making fun of you or joking. This is a legitimate question. How is it you listen to our program?
I have a radio.
Okay.
I have a cell phone. I mean,
okay.
These are all...
And you have a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. But do you live under the bridge or something? Where do you live?
Well, I ride freight trains around the country. The central Wisconsin happens to be one of my favorite parts of the country in the summer, so I can't.
In the summer. You notice he said in the summer.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to ride a freight train to central Wisconsin in the winter.
All right. Well, listen,
You're a hobo. You're an old-fashioned hobo riding the rails.
Yes, sir.
By choice.
I'm sitting
by
here.
Choice?
I got my dog. Well, you know, you could say by choice. I've got my own issues where I don't think I could function in normal society. But I managed, you know, I made my choices, so therefore I do the things that I have to do to provide for myself, even if I have to ask another person. I don't go just assuming that that I'm entitled to everything. I go and I do it. If I need something to eat and nobody will give it to me, I will find a way to eat. If I need water, I will provide myself and my dog water somehow. Like, I'm not entitled to this stuff.
Got it. Listen, your assignment, should you choose to accept it while you travel the country, is to tell everybody about our program. You know that, right? You are now...
What, do you want to be syndicated?
Yeah, yeah,
we'll be number one among hobos riding the rails. Yeah.
Number one with Boxcar Willie. All right, so, man, I appreciate you calling in, and keep in touch with us. I would imagine you have some very interesting life stories to tell.
Hey, I'll find your Facebook link, and I'll friend you on Facebook.
All right,
now.
Man. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
Does that smell right to you?
No.
A hobo who has Facebook?
Hey, welcome to the world of technology.
Is this one of your buddies from Florida calling up?
I'm homeless, but I got a cell phone, and I can get to you on Facebook.
Okay.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, number one among the homeless.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. All right, so the topic, as we're going to wrap up here, and we're getting ready to move into the next one, water. Human right? Yeah, I mean, if you look at the hierarchy of needs for the human being, yeah, food, water, clothing, shelter, etc. Yeah, it should be a human right. You have to have access. You can't, I would be very, very much opposed to any organization that would say, okay, unless you bow down and worship me and pay, you'll never be able to have any water at all. Well, that's not the case in Detroit. You can go get water other places. So the claim by the residents there that the government owes them, that they are entitled to free water from the city because it's a human right, nice try, but I'm sorry, that argument, sorry for the pun, doesn't hold any water.
You're not sorry.
So the UN is, now the administrators and the officials of the city of Detroit are saying, no, 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 we're not having the UN come in anytime soon. But it is a specter. It is a possibility.
The UN has bigger water problems to deal with in other parts of the world. I mean, there are places in the world where there's no water.
I understand that. But listen, do you think the United Nations would pass up on an opportunity to come on to the United States soil and say, listen, we've just solved a problem for you?
You think the UN goes out of its way trying to?
I believe there are a lot of people.
The United States chain.
No, I believe there are a lot of people that are involved with the UN and support the UN that believe UN should be the centerpiece of world government. That it's the UN that should have the final authority on what happens and does not happen with all peoples all over the world. That.
Well, as long as you have the Security Council with veto power, I mean, the countries on the Security Council have veto power. But so
what?
The UN, the Security,
are you kidding me? Are you suggesting at all that the UN being the final say-so of world authority for governments is a good idea?
No, what I'm saying is that you have the countries that in the Security Council have veto power over any major decisions that come down, and they can, the Russians veto stuff that we like, we veto stuff the Chinese like. So that's why the UN is so ineffective in many cases, because
you just hit the nail on the head. You realize that, right?
Well, as long as they have veto power, I mean.
So what you do is you expand the authority and the reach of the UN and limit the veto power. So that the UN Secretary General is the one that has final say-so.
Yeah, but the countries have veto power. They're never going to allow that to happen.
And when you expand the power of the UN and reduce the veto power, like I just said, then there are nations
Who would be responsible for reducing the veto power? It's like Congress.
There are nations
Congress voting themselves term limits.
It wouldn't be far-fetched to see a group of congressmen, a group of senators, a group of the Prime Minister of Britain, with some of the House of Commons or the House of Lords, make a proposal that the world powers should vote to give the UN more authority over domestic decisions. It is not far-fetched. The government that we have right now is trying to be very inclusive. Oh, if there's going to be a decision made, we need to include everybody in the decision so that everybody has a say-so, so that we make sure that it's fair and we don't offend anybody. The government right now, should the UN come and say, there's so many conflicts in the world, can't we help out more? Can't we all just get along? Give us a little bit more oomph into the United States government process. Let us help you. We can all get along. I'm telling you right now, there are people that would go, oh, that's a good idea, and they would jump on it with both feet. Fortunately, there are those of us who are true patriots and really do love the Constitution of the United States that we wouldn't stand for it. But for how long will we have the power to stand up against that? It's an interesting thought. So anyway, that was the whole point. The residents of Detroit are asking, there are activists in Detroit that are asking the UN to get involved.
Well, when Donald Trump and people like him control all the water in the country, then you'll be asking yourself, all right, how much do we have to pay for water? And what do we drink if we can't get water? It's not going to be a pretty thought.
Here in Wisconsin, it'll be beer, obviously. WSAU, we'll be right back.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.